Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How did Europe make you a better player?
I think it made me a better player in the sense of, you know, having to be more creative. You know, it was kind of, like I said, once I started playing in the NBA, it was a little different. It was a little, you know, more space. It was kind of, you know, more open looks. Whereas in Europe, the court's smaller. You know, it's different rules. It's, you know, 7-footers in the paint just waiting. You know, they don't have to move. There's no 3 seconds. So you kind of have to be creative with the way you score, with the way you do things. And same thing defensively. Like, you have to learn different concepts. And, you know, so being able to translate that over and translate what I can, you know, over to this side of things, to this side of the world, I think it'll help my game, you know, even more.
The Toronto experience so far, it's your first time here because of the Tampa season. So you're taking in a whole new culture that is Toronto, Ontario. What are your first impressions?
It's been great. You know, I've been here about a week and, you know, it's been a great experience. You know, the community's been great. The city's beautiful. I think it's a lot of genuine, you know, I genuinely like it out here. And so, you know, it's a good time of the year, especially, you know, to be out here. And so, you know, being able to kind of see the community firsthand, you know, I felt it some through the social media aspects and through, you know, the love that I've received through them. But being here and actually kind of going through it live in person is different. And, you know, it's been great.
And you don't know, but summers in Toronto are undefeated, and it's always been like that. So you're taking in, you're here for the best part of the year, no question about it.
The Raptors' vision, what's so unique about it? What sticks out to you about it?
Like I said, they're just their, you know, their style of play. You know, the way they play with a lot of length on the court. You know, they have a couple smaller guards in the front court, but other than that, you know, they compete, they play hard, and like I said, their length, especially on the defensive side of the ball, is you know, it's perfect for the way they play, perfect for their system and kind of how they bait teams into doing things. And so I think that was a big reason why I think that they were as successful as they were this year, you know, being able to put that together as a team.
When it comes to your role going forward with the Toronto Raptors, you can't get into it too much. And you had mentioned a moment ago that it wasn't your fault with what transpired, but what has this experience taught you about yourself, and I guess just like as you mature as a man?
I think it's taught me a lot. I think it's, you know, one of those obstacles, one of those things that, you know, just happens to just fall in front of you. You know what I mean? Like I said before, it was something that, you know, wasn't my fault. It was just an error, and you know, like I said, I'm just looking forward to moving forward from it. And, you know, bettering myself off the court and on the court, you know, finding myself in better positions and, you know what I mean, more aspects like that. Just, I think it's helped me mature and, like I said, just give me another obstacle to overcome, you know what I mean? So I think that's something I've done my whole life, and so I think, you know, I'm built for it, you know?
At the end of the Tampa season, there was a 4-game stretch where you averaged 18 points, 50% from the field, 40% from three, and you really showed that you belong. What did you learn about your game and how it translates to the NBA in your rookie year, no less?
I think one of the biggest things was confidence. You know, that was a big thing going into it. You know, the system was new, the terminology, style of play, all of those things were new. But I think once I started understanding it and then kind of get more confident in myself, that helped the coaches and my teammates get more confident in me. And then at that point, you know, it just helped me be able to find my pace, find my rhythm. And, you know, once I got that, it was just, you know, I feel like the sky's the limit once I can get there.
What teammates from the Raptors during that Tampa season are you still in contact with, or have you been in contact with over the past year or so?
I've talked with OG. I've talked with Fred. He's not there anymore, but DeAndre Bembry, you know, he's been in contact a lot. I've talked with Paul, talked with Paul some. I've talked with a few, you know, just a few of the players. You know, a lot of them have reached out at time to time. Norm, you know, even though he left, you know what I mean? Just Terrence, Dave, you know, I can kind of go down the list. I've been in contact with all of them at some point. And so they've been real, real good, real supportive, you know what I mean, and genuine. So,
why are you a Scarborough shooting star?
I'm here because, I mean, so far, I love it, you know what I mean? Like, I love the staff. The staff has been great, you know, from the front office guys like Nico and Brady all the way down to, you know what I mean, Coach Chris and, you know, all the rest of the coaching staff and then to my teammates. Like, you know, they've been great. They've been real genuine, and, you know, I appreciate that part of it. And, you know, going forward, like, that's something that means a lot to me. And so I'm happy to be able to be here and be able to, you know, kind of represent for this side of town.
No question. How are you a better player from the last time that we saw you in the NBA?
I think, you know, IQ-wise and maturity-wise, I've matured a lot. I think, you know, like I just said, kind of taking the things I learned in Europe, bringing them over here and translating them to this game. But also I've gained some weight. I've put on some weight, some grown man weight. So I feel stronger. I feel, you know, feel like I'm moving well. I feel like, you know, my pace has been better. You know, as well as my IQ for the game. Like I said, I think those things translating over will be great.
So with the added weight, because, you know, this Toronto Raptors style division, it's like you could be playing shooting guard one day, then it's point guard, then a small forward. Was that your intention with the added weight, that you wanted to be a little bit more versatile when it comes to the NBA?
Yeah, I've always wanted to add a few more pounds, right? When I went overseas to Italy, a lot of times, it's probably eating pasta 90% of the time. And so, you know, that's a lot of carbs. And it started adding up, you know. So when I came back, I started weighing myself and I found myself a lot heavier. And so, and I've never been able to keep weight on like that. And so for me, I think that helps a lot, me being able to guard, you know, 1 through 4, 1 through 3, like being able to provide that versatility on defense and as well as on offense, like causing mismatches in different positions. And so I think that's where, you know, that weight, that strength, you know, I think that's where it'll help out a lot.
So you ate a lot of pasta in Italy. That's good. What other things did you do in Italy outside of the whole basketball thing? Like, how was that experience? Because I'm assuming you haven't done too many things like that in your life so far.
Right. Yeah, that was my first time actually going overseas. But I took a lot of trips. You know, like, it's really easy to kind of get from place to place out there. I got to see Switzerland in the Alps. You know, I got to go see, you know, Milan and Florence and just all these historically cultural cities. You know, I've got to see the culture out there and be able to, you know, find an appreciation for it all. And so I think that, you know, makes me appreciate their side of things as well as it helped me appreciate being back over here and the culture that I was brought up in. And so, you know, I think that's off the court wise, I embrace that side of it a lot.
Assuming things go according to plan, you're reinstated into the NBA. What is your message to NBA teams? Because you want to let them know, I'm assuming, that, hey, I'm here. I'm the same player I was at the end of that Tampa season with the Toronto Raptors, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'd say my message is similar to that. You know, I think I've gotten better. I think, you know, like I said, mentally especially, I've gotten better physically. And I think my game has sharpened a lot. You know, I think that's something that, you know, teams are going to see, you know, that my game has sharpened a lot. I think my versatility on both sides of the ball, you know, being able to play on the ball, create for others, create for myself, being off the ball, being able to score like I can, guarding multiple positions, being able to switch throughout the defense, you know what I mean, and keeping, I think it helps other guys. I think I can do things like that, like make the game easier for other people. And so I think that's what, when I get back, the teams would be very, you know, be happy to see.
And I mean, we all know now that J. Cole is going to be a Scarborough shooting star. How much J. Cole do you listen to, and are you going to listen to more because he is now your teammate? Actually, what do you think of the whole thing? Because it's kind of bizarre in a cool way, but wow, J. Cole is going to be playing in Scarborough basketball. Crazy.
Yeah, definitely crazy. Definitely a crazy thing when I first heard it. I don't know how much more J. Cole I can listen to. Like, I grew up on him, listening to him. Seventh grade, probably sixth grade. Like, I remember listening to albums, just running through albums in the car, you know, on the way to school, like in school. Like, and so for me to finally meet somebody who is you know, not just so successful in the music industry, but his genuineness, like him being so genuine as a person and his mind and, you know, kind of those things. That's what I think is more intriguing and more exciting, to be around that and be able to learn from somebody like that.
Hey man, we're all excited to see you in Toronto. It's going to be a really cool experience in the CEBL, and hopefully we see you on the NBA court real soon. Thank you, Jalen Harris.
Thank you.